In our religious alphabet, we are at the letters I, and I'll do I and J. Today I'll talk about Israel and Jerusalem, and let's add to that Zion. When we get to Z, I don't know if I'll find another word, but Zion, anyway. So when we hear in church the reading of Psalms, obviously the Psalms were written by David in the Old Testament times. There was no Christianity at that time. So he's speaking about God inspired him to write and to bless the city of Jerusalem, to bless Israel. Israel, obviously, as a nation, was named after Jacob, who, after he had his experience with God, God gave Jacob a new name, and he called him Israel. Okay, so Israel means, I think, the one who sees God. Anyway, so when we bless and sing about Jerusalem, Israel, and Zion as being the city of God, all those blessings and whatever was in the Old Testament have been transferred to the Christian church. And as St. Paul taught us in the epistles, it's the people who are the descendants of Abraham by faith, not by flesh, not by blood relationships and heirs of Abraham that are Israel, but are the people who have the faith of Abraham that are the true Israel. That's why we can comfortably sing about Israel, Jerusalem, and Zion in church, and not think that we are, you know, adopting some kind of political position. So it means that there are theologies out there that did not accept the fact that the blessings upon Israel were transferred to the Christian church. There are even Christian groups that don't accept that particular piece of theology. The Orthodox Church does. So there are Christian groups that, you know, these sort of theologies have even made it into the white edifices, you know, in Washington, where it's important for them to bless modern-day Israel, which, you know, we know is not even 100 years old, because they feel that the blessing upon anyone or the blessing upon America is contingent upon them or America supporting and blessing Israel. That is a, we would say, a misreading or a misunderstanding of Christian theology. So whatever anyone's personal, you know, political positions are on the subject, there is no spiritual imperative on the part of our church to support, for example, Israel because of a religious reason. Okay, when we say Israel, we are talking about the church now, the new Israel. When we talk about Zion, we mean the city of God, which is either the church or sometimes refers to the Theotokos as being the container of God as she contained him. And when we talk about Jerusalem, we're blessing, obviously, Jerusalem, the city that God, you know, died for us in. Today, it's that time of year again, and we're beginning the Triodion period, and we've spoken about this year after year. We won't repeat all this stuff. I'll be speaking about the specifics of the Triodion in the freshman and sophomore of high school catechism class today, and they'll get extra points if they know to say that we're in the Triodion period and today was the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee. But anyway, the good fathers will remind you about those special things, so why don't we get up and pray now.